Hushed tales of torture, whispers of abuse, children taken from their beds in the middle of the night, forced down a trap door into a subterranean chamber, some never to return. No, I'm not quoting any Edgar Allan Poe or the plot to last year's thriller, The Orphanage. There's actually an investigation in the UK into what appears to be a real-life house of horrors on the tiny Isle of Jersey, tucked off the coast of France in the English Channel. Investigators are digging up, literally digging up, evidence that a former home for troubled children may have been a place that would have even disturbed Stephen King. Journalist David Brown has been reporting on this story of alleged abuse and murder covered up for decades. He joins us now from London. Hello, David.
Hello, you're right. It really is a real-life horror story on the island of Jersey.
Now, this former children's home, can you pronounce it for me?
Yeah, Haute de la Grenne.
Haute de la Grenne. It's on this isolated part of the Isle of Jersey. And you describe the building where the story is unfolding as spooky. Can you set the scene for us and describe this building?
Yeah, this is a 160-year-old building, built in a Gothic style as a boys' home back in the 1850s. It's isolated, overlooks cliffs, and in the distance you can see France across the Atlantic Ocean. It's beautiful when it's sunny, but when it's dark and windy, you can almost hear the screams of the children who are abused there.
Well, the facility was currently a youth hostel, but from 1960 to 1986, it was a home for what people who were dubbed troubled children. Who were those children, and how did they end up there? How many passed through those halls?
Thousands of children passed through the home. Some of them had been in trouble with the police. Others were orphans, or their parents couldn't cope with them. Some were sent to the home by their parents. If they'd been naughty at home, they'd be sent to Haute de la Grenne for a couple of weeks to teach them a lesson. I'm sure the parents couldn't have had any idea what was happening to their children when they were in there.
Well, let's find out, why did the police start investigating Haute de la Grenne?
It's a strange start of a case. In 2003, a former resident was convicted of blackmailing his carer, saying that he would expose him as a paedophile who had abused him. Bizarrely, it was the former resident who was convicted, but the police were suspicious about what had been happening there and started an investigation. They'd been investigating in secret, then a few months ago, they came public and said, we're holding a big investigation into this. Now, 160 former boys and girls who lived at that home have now come forward with absolutely horrific tales of what happened to them at Haute de la Grenne.
What are some of the allegations that are being made by those former residents?
Beneath the home is a network of cellars. These boys and girls were taken through a trapdoor into these cellars. In the cellars, there were shackles. There was a large concrete bath. They were taken down there by the people who were supposed to care for them, and unimaginable abuses committed upon them.
And as police began to dig up around the area, they started to find human bones, correct?
In a pit that had been specially dug in the home, found pieces of skull, a piece of a child's skull, other fragments of bone. Ground-penetrating radar has indicated the presence of possibly numerous graves around the home, in the grounds of the home. And there's about 20 children who they haven't been able to trace. Now, we don't know that they're dead. They're just missing, possibly. But the police are preparing for the worst.
Some former workers have begun to come forward saying that they had nothing to do with these allegations. They never saw anything to support them. But of the 40-something suspects, has anyone confessed or confirmed what's gone on there?
None. One man has been charged. He's awaiting trial for abusing girls between 1969 and 1973. And the police have been very clear that there was periods of time at the home when children were treated as they should have been. They were cared for and looked after. At other times, the police are saying there was endemic abuse.
Now, Jersey is only about 20 miles long and 10 miles wide. 90,000 people or so lives there. How did this go on this island without people knowing about it? Or did people know about it, or at least know about the rumors of it, what was going on up there?
Yeah, some people did. Some people in authority. a serving police officer has been suspended whilst they investigate allegations that some of this abuse was covered up. Children went to the authorities to complain about what was happening, but nothing was done. This is the real scandal. It goes to the heart of the Jersey establishment. How many senior people knew that this abuse was going on and for whatever reason covered it up? Now, the police are actively looking into who knew what and when, and I think we're going to see some very prominent names named in the police inquiry.
We're speaking with journalist David Brown. He works for The Times. We're discussing this case that's happening in the UK of this former youth home for troubled children, which is proving to be, or if all the rumors and, well, actually some of the evidence has been found on the grounds, proving to be a place where people may have lost their lives or certainly been tortured or hurt or abused in the process of living their young lives. You reported the story for 10 days. You've been reporting on this for a good long time. What's the most haunting thing you've seen or heard, David?
The descriptions from some of the victims being taken into this cellar, this pitch black cellar, young children, 5, 6, 7, 8, being led away from their beds in the middle of the night, taken down into this cellar, a large concrete bath there filled with freezing cold water. They're stripped, they're placed into this bath by the people who should care for them, and then they're abused, and some of the stories I've told makes your blood run cold. And that image, I think, will be for the rest of my life.
And what about the building itself? Is it even operational as a youth hostel at this point?
Well, it's very sad. A few years ago, and $5 million converting the children's home into a youth hostel, which was very popular. That's obviously been closed down during the investigation, and there are calls for the building to be demolished, and I think if they find a number of bodies there, it probably will be, which will be a very sad loss for the island of Jersey.
David Brown is a journalist for The Times. If we may, we'd like to check back with you as this investigation continues to develop, David.
Of course.
Thanks for sharing your reporting.
Okay, thank you. Bye.
Hey, don't go anywhere. There's politics to talk about. There were some primaries last night. We're going to talk with liberal blogger Bill Scheer about the extended campaign. 7 more weeks of campaigning.
Somebody's having not a great year. Let's Amy Winehouse.
Oh, yeah.
She did win some Grammys, but now she's got something else going on with her personally, literally, physically.
This poor young woman. I feel bad for her.
Yeah, it's all part of the ramble. Stay with us here at the Bryant Park Project from NPR News.